Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we have the great fortune of being joined by Patrick Kane, who is on the line from Slovakia, where the U.S. men's national team is getting ready for its first game at the 2019 IIHF World Championships. Hey, Patrick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how are things going in Slovakia so far?
So far, so good. I think we've been together for a few days now. Had an exhibition game that we won 5-2 over Germany in Germany. Flew to Slovakia, had a couple practices, pregame skate tomorrow, and get ready for the first game against Slovakia. So excited about the makeup of our team. I think we got a lot of talent, a lot of good young players, and hopefully it goes okay.
How long does it usually take in a tournament like this to form like that team cohesion and to establish an identity?
I think it's always like the first couple games. I mean, we had that exhibition game, which was nice to get under our belt, kind of get playing some hockey again, especially for a lot of us that have had some time off since the end of the season. And, you know, we got a game tomorrow against Slovakia and then a day off, and then we play back-to-back, so we got like 3 and 4 days, and I think after that we should have a pretty good idea of where we're at, what kind of style we want to play. We should have all our systems down, and hopefully just get better every day after that.
Oh, no doubt. Well, you know, you mentioned that you're opening against Slovakia, the host country. I imagine that atmosphere tomorrow is going to be pretty electric.
Yeah, that's what we expect, and that's what we've heard. It seems like the city of Košice is really into the tournament. And, you know, I think with the Slovakia being the host team, we hear they're a really tough opponent, especially in their own country with the fans behind their back. So expecting a good environment, good atmosphere, should be some good hockey, and can't take the Slovakians lightly, that's for sure.
Do you think starting against a great opponent like that in such an atmosphere, that's going to kind of help the team find its groove early?
I hope so. I think, you know, one thing it will do for us is it will make sure we're ready to play, right? So, you know, it's not a game we can take lightly. I know maybe in the past the Slovakians haven't put together the best team, but it seems like they got a pretty good team over here. A lot of their players want to play in front of their home fans, and like we talked about earlier, the crowd and the fans should be pretty electric, so got to be ready to play from the puck drop.
No doubt. Well, hey, Patrick, you mentioned that, you know, for a lot of you guys, you haven't played a meaningful game in like a month. What's it like trying to get your timing back and to get your legs back after such a long layoff?
I think it takes a little bit. I think a lot of us probably skated a few times before the tournament. We've had a handful of practices already, I think. Coach Blashill and the other coaches have done a good job of, you know, just making sure that we're kind of ready to compete. And we've been competing in practice against each other. It's been some good competition. And like I said, with the exhibition game, that helped as well. So should be, you know, turning right into form right now. And hopefully have our best hockey ahead of us.
Do you like playing on the big ice surface? Does that suit your style, or does it even matter to you?
Yeah, it's different. You know, there's different parts of the different areas on the ice that you really got to recognize are scoring chances, maybe on the NHL ice, and then here you might have to take a step or two in just to get that scoring chance because the ice is so big. For me personally, I like it because there's more time and space, and I think with that time and space, you should be able to make good plays and create some chances for your teammates. But yeah, just excited about the opportunity to play on the big ice again. I enjoyed it last year at the World Championships, and looking forward to it again.
You guys have a lot of players. You know, you mentioned you got a lot of young players, but you got a lot of guys who have worn the red, white, and blue over the years, and kind of, you know a lot about international hockey. How do you think that can help you guys in a short tournament where it's important to come together quickly?
I think it's great. I think it's amazing. First and foremost, the amount of players that have come over and have wanted to represent the United States this year. I think it's getting better and better as the years pass, especially for this tournament. And, you know, we have a lot of young guys that have played some meaningful international tournaments, whether it's been, you know, World Juniors or Under-18s or even some of our veterans obviously have played in a couple Olympics and World Cup, things like that. So I think we have an idea what to expect in these tournaments. Obviously, it starts with having a good preliminary round. And then after that, it's one game elimination, so you got to be playing your best going into the medal rounds.
You made some headlines last year when you came out and said, you know, how proud you are to play in these tournaments and that you you hope to inspire other Americans to join the tournament. Do you think that had any bearing? I mean, have you ever heard from anybody who said, you know, hey, you know, I'd love to join you on Team USA and come and play represent the country?
You know what, I'm not sure. I think if you look at the players over the last few seasons that have decided to come, I think it's getting better and better. And, you know, you'd like to think you have an impact on that. I think for me last year it was good after a long time of not playing in the World Championships to go and represent my country again and be able to play well and have that kind of propel me into the regular season. Last season, I think that helped me during the regular season in the NHL. And, you know, obviously we didn't make the playoffs and didn't go as far as we wanted to, but we have another opportunity to play here again and play with some good players, play some good hockey, and just enjoy the game. So excited about doing that again. And I think we do have a better roster than we did last year, so excited about where this team can go.
You know, speaking of the roster this year, you know, you look back, you were the number one pick overall in 2007. And then this year, all the talk is about Jack Hughes. I wanted to just get some of your thoughts, your first impressions of him as a person and as a player.
Yeah, really, really impressed with him, both as a player and as a person. Very respectful kid. I think he's fun to be around. He has kind of like that it factor you want, especially when you're drafting that high and you're going to be a high pick. And I think he's going to be a franchise player and a superstar in the NHL. And excited to play with him here. Hopefully, you know, if things go the way they have been the last few days, we're going to start on the same line together. So be fun to play with him and hopefully score some goals with him and have some fun in the tournament.
Wow, that's exciting to think about. So have you given him any advice, or is it just pretty much one of those things? It's like, you know, you're just teammates and just trying to concentrate at what's at the games at hand.
Well, I think another thing that's impressed me about him is his knowledge of the game and his knowledge of hockey. He's got a lot of memories of plays over the years in the NHL season, and you can tell he's definitely like a big hockey fan, loves the game. And then when we're on the ice, you know, we're talking about certain plays that we want to do, or the way we want to play in the offensive zone, or how we want to come up the ice, certain things like that teammates will talk about. But you know, he's a young kid. He's going to figure out a lot himself. And I think for me too, you don't want to give him all the secrets right now, but he's going to be special.
No doubt. Well, Patrick, we talked about this before, but the first time you appeared on the cover of USA Hockey Magazine was with James Van Riemsdyk. I was wondering if this is the first time you two are playing together wearing the USA uniform, or is this the most current? I mean, have you played together before?
Yeah, we played in the World Juniors together in the year before we got drafted. We played in the 2014 Olympics. And we also played in the World Cup together as well. So a few different tournaments together. Really a big fan of his, the way his career has went and his hockey game and knowledge and the way he takes care of himself and how he wants to do everything he can to feel the best he can. But he's actually, along with myself and Jack, he's going to be our other winger. So us three together can hopefully form a good line, score some goals, make some plays out there, and he's always fun to be around. I like being around JVR a lot.
Oh yeah, he's an awesome guy. And then finally, Patrick, I just wanted to ask you, it's been since 1933, I'm sure people have bring this up, since 1933 that the U.S. has won a gold medal in this tournament. What would it mean to you and to your career for all the things that you've done to be able to help the U.S. Win gold at the World Championships?
Well, I think it would be huge, you know, especially since 1933 the U.S. has won gold medals. So it's been a long time. It's a great opportunity for us. an amazing opportunity for myself to, you know, be in a leadership role and in a captaincy situation to help lead this team and just kind of focus on the process of it. You don't want to look too far ahead and think about, you know, the gold medal or the semifinal games or anything like that. Just focus on the tournament. Let those things take care of itself when we get there. And like I said before, hopefully it's a situation where we're playing our best hockey going into the medal rounds and have a good finish to the tournament.
Well, absolutely. Well, everybody back here is going to be watching and be rooting for you. So good luck in the tournament. And thanks so much again for taking the time, especially this time of night.
Okay, thanks, Harry.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, everybody, for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.